On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Bob Nelson, president of Nelson Motivation Incorporated, and a leading authority on the topics of employee engagement, motivation, recognition, and retention. Thank you very much for joining me today, Dr. Nelson. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your background.
Well, I've spent my career researching practical examples of ways to better enhance the workplace, the relationships in the workplace, how to get a better response from employees.
Now, are employees less engaged than they used to be, and if so, why?
They are less engaged. 85% of employees report that they're working harder than ever before, but they feel less valued, for example. In research by the Gallup organization, they've found that basically, it's been unchanged, the amount of engaged employees that exist in the workplace. It's currently about 31%, and has been about that for the last 20 years. So part of me doing this book was saying, hey, how come we're not fixing the problem? If you're serious about moving the needle on making people's jobs more exciting for them and more productive for the company, here's real examples of companies that have done this and what it looks like. So it's a book of great examples organized around the proven themes that most impact engagement for employees.
Now, why do you think employees are less engaged nowadays?
Well, the speed of business has gone up, the complexity has gone up, the amount of change has gone up, the technology has gone up. Technology makes us more efficient, but tends to make our jobs more alienating. There's most people today spend great bulk of their work life on screens, computer screens and cell phones, and the human contact is at all-time low. Their boss, who might have been in the desk or office next to him, is now in a different facility or a different time zone, and so we have strained our relationships, and so this is a play to make them more meaningful. There's a book that came out in the early 80s by a guy by the name of John Nesbitt. He called Megatrends, that he predicted the more high-tech we become, the more high-touch we need to assimilate that technology. Otherwise, work becomes alienating for us, and I think we're there now.
Okay, your book is called 1001 Ways to Engage Employees. So what was your motivation in writing this book?
Well, as indicated, I've been perplexed as I've worked for companies how some of the most powerful proven concepts are often done the least, even though they don't have a lot of financial costs and more behavior things. For example, thanking people for doing a good job, you can't get much simpler than that. It's a common sense notion, yet only 12% of employees say that they feel valued where they work. They feel they've been recognized and thanked by their boss. In fact, three times as much, 34% say that the stuff we do where I work doesn't speak to me at all. You know, maybe the boss thinks that that's motivating, but it doesn't do anything for them. So we celebrate birthdays or we have a holiday party, and we think that's making everyone feel special, and it's not. It's not making them more tied into work, more excited about the work. Maybe it's something they didn't want to do to begin with, have their celebrate their birthday publicly. So the things we're doing are often out of sync with the times. And so this is a plea to say, stop doing those things mindlessly and start doing the things that actually resonate with your employees. You'll get a better result for them and for you.
Okay, now you've been researching this problem. What are some of the interesting findings from your research on why employees are unhappy and disengaged? And what are some of the things that employers can do to combat that problem?
Well, one of the big amazing findings is I found that those things that have the greatest impact on engagement tend to be things that have the least cost. So it's not a matter of how much money you have and how big your program is. It's a matter of you doing the things that are meaningful to employees. So again, starting with a thank you for a job well done, asking people for their ideas and suggestions. If they have a good one, giving them permission to pursue it. That's autonomy. That's authority. Those both show trust and value in the relationship. If you're making a decision, asking for input from those, especially those most affected by the decision, even if you have to make the final decision, to say, I know it'll be a better one if I get your input. That's a highly motivating thing. Or if someone makes a mistake, for example, more managers than not are jump all over correcting a mistake, calling them out, embarrassing them in front of their peers or client even, and jumping in and fixing the problem themselves. Well, bravo. You know, you proved you're the smartest person in the room, but you're driving that person away from you. They're getting their resume ready because they can't stand working for you. How much better it would be for a manager to say, take a breath and a step back and say, you know, Tony, I don't think I would have done it the same way, but what'd you learn from that mistake? That could be the best training you've had all year. I'm glad you made it. And it shows a commitment to the relationship and the long term of that person over the momentary glow of being the person that fixed the problem.
Right. Now, you say also in your book that a large part of your book is focused on recognition. Why is that so important?
Well, it's a research-based book, so I've got the 10 themes that most impact the notion of engagement, having people bring their A game to work and do their best job, alignment of the individual interest and aspirations with the strategic goals of the organization, the mission, the purpose, that type of thing. That's where it works best. That's the true sense of engagement. And so these are the variables that research indicate most impact that feeling, that fuzzy notion of engagement. What was it most impactful? And number one is what I've mentioned, recognition. 56% of the feeling that someone has about truly being engaged in their work, committed to the job, committed and aligned with the mission of the organization, starts with, are they recognized for doing a good job by those they hold in high esteem, starting with their boss, but could also be their peers. Ideally, be nice if it was upper management in there. The more that happens, the more you're going to have someone really valued for working there that will want to work harder. And for the other people that saw that you did that, you systematically, every time you thank someone, you send a message, this is what gets noticed around here. And we'll get them doing those same things that will further the interest of the organization and themselves.
Right. Throughout your book, you mention many companies, but what are some of the companies that get it right when it comes to employee engagement?
Well, I'm blessed to work with a lot of companies. I've worked with 80% of the Fortune 500, for example, and right now I'm working with Hewlett-Packard, Inc., and they get it right. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but they are constantly focused on making a better environment for employees to maximize their ability to work. It doesn't matter where they're located, even if it's a virtual employee, that they make sure that they're tapping into what they have to offer, encouraging them to do their best, supporting them as best they can.
Now, you also talk about communication and feedback in the workplace. I imagine when employees have a voice that they are more engaged in the workplace.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And the voice needs to be two-way. So instead of giving people marching orders, here's what we got to do, you know, you might say, here's what we need to do. What do you think? And have a discussion about that. How can we best do this? How can we each take a piece of that to help the group goal? How can we, on a daily basis, be operating in alignment with the values of the organization? What does that look like? For example, I worked with a number of hospitality organizations. I know one that they have 14 key points that are important to them, their success, kind of core values, if you will. And you know, so one might be like response time. And what they do every day before the shift is they talk about one of those core points. So response time, what does that mean to people here? What's an example where it had happened recently? How did we do on that? Could we have done better? Just make a point, give an example, maybe a quote, and have a conversation to raise people's understanding of that key point for their success. The next day they would do the next one, and they go through all 14. Then they start over, they do them again. So we're constantly getting better at doing the things that we've already decided will make us be the most successful.
Okay, Dr. Nelson, where can we get a copy of your book, 1001 Ways to Engage Employees?
Well, wherever fine books are sold, so your local bookstore or Amazon, or I've got all my books actually on my website, drbobnelson.com. That's drbobnelson.com. And we have those at special discounted prices.
Okay, in closing, is there anything that you'd like to add, or is there any main point that you'd like employers to know about dealing with employees?
Yes, involve them in the process. So for any of these ideas or the book, even if you get the book, pass it around, have a discussion about it. Let people initial ideas in the margin that they especially like. Start a conversation, and where it can end can amaze you.
Okay, Dr. Bob Nelson, president of Nelson Motivation Incorporated and a leading authority on the topics of employee engagement. Thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Likewise.